The Dirty Dozen, 12 Common Habits That Are Damaging Your Brain Health. Intro. We think we're so careful. After all, we don't do the bad things which we know will hurt our brains. We avoid the use of drugs, we don't use alcohol in excess, we're even a little more aware of what smoking does to our brain cells and make efforts not to experience the effects of smoke and nicotine on our own bodies, even secondhand. Overall, it looks like we're doing everything right, right? Maybe not. In fact, there's a good chance you have a habit or two that are already doing some severe damage to your brain health. Read on to find out about a dirty dozen habits killing brain cells even as you sit here reading this. The Dirty Dozen. Sugar. While sugar has gotten a bad rap for years in causing things like diabetes and obesity, few realize just how damaging to your brain too much sweetness can be. The problem is all the added sugar in your blood when you're in the habit of ingesting sugar often. It doesn't leave a lot of room for nutrients to move around and get to where they need to go. This especially affects the developing brain, keeping it from growing properly. But it's also not good for adults, leading to problems thinking, such as brain fog. The fix? This one's pretty simple to solve. You start by limiting your sugars severely, especially in children who still haven't fully developed. There's a lot of other sweet options you can enjoy with more natural sugars, such as fruits and some vegetables. To avoid excessive sugar in drinks, try water flavored with lemon, berries, or other infusions to keep it interesting. Breakfast. You've heard breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but you're still skipping it. The problem? Time spent sleeping has used up the fuel you need to function. Your body needs nutrients, especially for good brain health. In fact, if you skip breakfast regularly, you're going to see some serious deterioration of your brain function over time. The solution? Plan breakfast the night before. Prep something beforehand or set out items that are easy to grab and go if you're worried about having time to eat. Multitasking. Whew, you're getting a lot done when you multitask. Or are you? Your brain doesn't think so. Studies have proven multitasking will shrink your brain, doing some serious harm to the structure itself. The solution? Single task. Work on only one project at a time. If you have a lot to do, assign part of the day to each, and then focus only on the item in front of you. Quiet. You wouldn't think a lack of conversation would hurt anything, but it can. The brain really does need regular conversation to be stimulated and even to grow. What's surprising is just how much your silence can hurt your brain, shrinking the gray matter itself when you go too long without talking to someone else. The solution? Talk to your friends. Join in-person discussion groups. Get out and interact with more people and be sure to take part in the conversation. Worried about what to say? Read interesting books or get in the habit of following current events so you always have something to contribute to the conversation. Not enough sleep. Sleep is where the body heals best. It's also the time of day when your body sweeps the toxins out of your brain. This means that when you're not getting enough rest, your brain can't do what it needs to stay fresh and alert. Over time, this can become even more critical, as you start adversely affecting memory and can make you more prone to dementia and other related issues as you age. The solution? Make sure you get 7 to 9 hours of sleep at night for optimal brain health. Covering your head while sleeping. The room not dark enough? If so, you're not alone. Many people cover their heads while sleeping, in pursuit of that perfect sleep environment. The problem is your pillow and blankets aren't allowing for enough oxygen to reach your brain. And worse, you get a buildup of carbon dioxide under the blankets, which you're then breathing in. This is a quick way to kill brain cells. The fix? It's time to work on your sleep space. If you're under the blankets because you're cold, you might need to turn up the thermostat a degree or two before bed. If this is a light issue, it's time to invest in light-blocking window coverings and to turn off electronics which give off a background glow. Overeating. Too much food can leave you feeling uncomfortable and bloated. Worse, an excess of eating hardens the arteries in your brain, slowing down cognitive function. In short, eating too much slows down your brain considerably. The fix? Pay attention to what you put into your body. Watch your portion sizes, but also pay attention to the types of food you eat, opting for healthier choices which are less likely to give you that overfull feeling. As an added tip, always stop eating before you feel full. Dehydration. Most people don't drink anywhere near enough water. This does more than leave you thirsty. Dehydration keeps your body from being able to flush out toxins from your system. This has another side effect, though, which affects the brain directly. Dehydration keeps you from being able to concentrate or to recall basic information like names or words. The fix? The general rule of thumb is to take your weight and divide it in half. The number you reach is how many ounces of water you should be drinking every day. So someone who weighs 150 pounds should be aiming for 75 ounces of water. Seem like a lot? Ease into it at first by setting up designated water breaks throughout the day, slowing, increasing how much water you drink over time. Stress. You already knew stress wasn't good for you, but did you know chronic stress changes the shape and function of the brain itself? This leads to poor mental health on all fronts, and even impairs memory and cognitive function. The added dump of chemicals in your brain from stress is what leads to changes in shape and size, while other effects will wipe out neurons you need to regulate things like emotions, learning, and memory. The fix? It sounds so simple to say remove stress, but in truth, that's exactly what you need to do. Start by saying no to things, setting boundaries, and becoming more protective of your mental health. Don't allow those around you to ruin your day and your brain with their constant demands. Electronics. Spending too much time in front of a screen? If you're a gamer, you almost certainly are, though just about everyone can be guilty of too much time with the electronics. The problem comes with how this time spent staring can atrophy the brain. Worse, if you're into playing games, you're setting up artificial reward responses in your brain, which can hurt your ability to think and reason. Over time, you might even lose the ability to communicate well if left unattended. The fix? Take charge of your electronics. Check email only a few times a day. Limit your time in playing games or watching videos or TV. Pursue other hobbies which will stimulate the brain and forge new neural pathways. Try doing things such as reading, engaging in conversation, or learning something new. Pushing too hard. We all do it. We think we can do more than we're capable of, so we exert ourselves past the point of no return. We're especially guilty of this when feeling sick or even a little under the weather. We think it's okay, but really, it's not. The overworked brain is not a pretty thing and quickly slips into cognitive decline. Mental exhaustion is not pretty and can lead to permanent damage to the point where you start seeing age-related mental impairment years before you would expect to. The fix? Know when to stop. If you're not feeling well, give yourself a break. The work will be there when you're better. If not, it's time to learn how to delegate. No one says you have to be the one to do everything. Give yourself time to heal when you need it. Not enough nature. This is actually a thing. When we spend all our time indoors, we're doing untold harm to both our physical and mental health. We need green spaces and fresh air to feel our best. The effects don't stop at mood and exercise, though. Believe it or not, there's a lot to be said for fresh air. We need oxygen, lots of it. Without it, we become drowsy, depressed, irritable, and lose brain function. Being cooped up in stuffy spaces where the air is constantly being recirculated is more hazardous than you think. The fix? Lobby for fresh air in the workplace. Open a window. Go outside and breathe deeply. Make a point to spend time in green spaces. Take a walk and learn to enjoy nature. Give yourself all the fresh air and nature you can. Conclusion. The brain is a complicated thing, but taking care of it doesn't have to be. If you're guilty of any of these habits, it's easy enough to reverse the effects. Simply put a stop to bad behavior by layering in better habits in their place. No more dirty dozen for you.